Hey there, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, a podcast that I record along with my 13-year-old son Alex and my 10-year-old Max during our drive to school. Hey, if you like this show, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/HeyComicsKids. You can support us for as little as $1 per episode, and you can set a cap on your account so you never get charged for more than what you're comfortable with. All the money goes directly to the kids, and they can spend it however they want to. So sit back, relax, and let's get this show on the road.
And we're back, another episode of Hey Comics Kids. This is Brad Geiger along with my two sons, Alexander.
Hi.
And Max.
Hey.
One of which is half asleep, and one of which is shot out of a can. Max,
you've
been really excited. Well, first of all, how does it feel being double digits?
Yes, as everybody may have already known from my dad's constant and tweets and posts on Facebook and Twitter, yes, I'm 10.
You're 10 years old. Constant posts and tweets? I think I put one note up that said that America's favorite 9-year-old podcaster is now 10.
But maybe a little vague at most.
So, the other reason you're shot out of the cannon is, of course.
Pokemon!
Max is excited about a topic. We know that the words Pokemon are going to come up at some point in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, we named this podcast Pokemon Central News. If you don't like Pokemon, then get out.
We'll call it the Pokecast.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on in Pokemon?
Well, so in Pokemon's 20th anniversary is coming up. Now, first, Pokemon came out in Japan in 1996.
Been that long?
Yeah, 20 years. Now, I don't think, no people in this call at least grew up playing the original games, but I know that at least one viewer out there grew up playing the original games.
Sure.
Now, they're actually on the 3DS, and the 2DS for on a Nintendo eShop. They are releasing the original Pokemon games.
Wow.
And that's Pokemon Red, Blue, possibly Green, and Yellow. I'm saying possibly green because green was only released in Japan.
Mm-hmm. But, and this is important because Pokemon started, a lot of people think it started as a card game.
No.
Or a comic, but it started as a video game. This is how everything began, is with these four games, right?
Yeah, it's basically like this. A guy makes a gaming magazine called Game Freak. Like, one of his ideas was Pokemon, inspired off of when he used to catch bugs when he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, he creates this game called Pokemon. Big hit, everybody loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically, so in Japan, one of the pastimes for kids at his age was to catch and train bugs and then had them fight, or mainly beetles.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Hail Cross.
Wow. They would train them?
Yeah, they would train them.
Okay.
But he caught the most bugs of all. A lot of people call him like the bug kid or something like that. I think, don't take my word for it, but I'm almost sure.
Okay.
Okay. And basically when he knows that civilization was becoming bigger and bigger and the bugs were getting well, he wanted kids to experience this fun himself. So he made Pokemon. It started off as pocket monsters, which I guess you could say halfly is, it's kind of hard to say. It was based off, the game was the first release, but at the same time he had a whole magazine thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the Pokemon, a Pokemon article in it before Pokemon was around. Like, describing what Pokemon would be like.
Yeah.
So, I guess you could half say it's like it started out as kind of like a magazine thing or a comic, but... Mm-hmm. But I guess kind of, but it mainly started out and got the most attention as a game. It mainly started out as a game.
And so 20 years later, they're releasing a these original games that you couldn't have gotten any other way. And
other than the Game Boy.
What do you have to do to get them?
Basically, you have to go to Nintendo eShop and download them. As simple as that.
Okay, so you don't have to go to like a store. It wasn't like that deal we had to go to McDonald's to get that one creature.
That was... Like, seriously, Mom? Like, I'm willing, luckily, like, you don't need to buy anything there, since I'm pretty sure most of us know here that McDonald's is extremely unhealthy for you. Like,
extremely unhealthy.
You still love it and go to it every chance you get, Max.
Yes, because I like the food.
And to be fair, he doesn't get that many chances. So, we went to McDonald's, downloaded that one creature, but this isn't like that. You can just download it from the Nintendo eShop.
Yeah, you...
From anywhere.
You can just go from the comfort of your own home.
Okay. And when does this start?
Well, I think it starts from February 16th. I really don't remember the 20th anniversary. I think it's February 16th, but it starts sometime in February. You know, February.
Sometime next month.
Yeah. Sometime next month.
And a 20-year anniversary is pretty big. Do you know if they're doing anything else to celebrate?
Yes, actually. This is the really cool thing that I'm most interested in. Is, like, apparently, like, you can go to a GameStop once a month, and there'll be a new Pokemon for Mystery Gift. That you can download for Mystery Gift. Like, say, in February, it starts out with Mew. Apparently, along the line, you get Pokemon like Genesect, Arceus, all these really cool Pokemon. And most of which won't in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Uh-huh.
If you've played Omega Ruby or Alpha Sapphire to the end, you kind of get that joke.
Right.
Because it's not because a lot of legendaries... It's because there was a lot of legendaries in the game, not that there aren't a lot of legendaries in the game.
So now that's the one that we've got to go to GameStop for.
Yeah, and most special events you have to go to GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And how many trips to GameStop are we going to have to make before this is all done?
Well, about 10.
10?
Because it starts from February and ends in, like, what? New Year's, December, so he's gonna be an all year round thing.
Oh my god.
It'd be like an advent calendar, but you can't open it every day.
And you can't leap ahead.
Yeah.
So, 20th year anniversary of Pokemon sounds exciting. And sounds like something we're going to be celebrating all year long.
Now, I want to say, I want to kind of take a quick moment to apologize to the not-as-big Pokemon fans here that have been having to sit through me talking endlessly and endlessly about Pokemon. But, like, you know,
I don't think you have to apologize. I think your Pokemon discussions have been just... Now, item number two, and don't feel the need to apologize for liking something you like.
No, but like, it's just because we've been making, like, podcast after podcast on Pokemon.
That's fine.
Pokemon here, Pokemon there, Pokemon That's everywhere. Fine.
We enjoy them. The only thing I've heard is that people enjoy it. So, item number two, the Deadpool movie. I know something that Alex is really looking forward to is the Deadpool movie. But it's going to be rated R, which means that it's probably going to be, I don't know. That one's definitely going to take a little preview before I determine
whether you like it or not.
How are you going to watch an R-rated movie? You don't even know what you're talking about. They won't let you in the theater. The whole...
I'll watch it on Netflix.
Well, that's going to take a few years.
No, it won't.
You think?
He could watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I can do that too.
Oh, I guarantee you. The minute somebody puts it up on YouTube, they'll take it down.
I mean, how do you think we watched that new Dragon Ball Z movie?
That's
YouTube.
Apples and oranges, my friend. Apples and oranges. And very different lawyers.
Both of them
what
are really
that
good,
have to
though.
Do with fruit, though?
What does shooting a Kamehameha at your opponent have to do with fruit? Kamehameha oranges!
Oh my, so, the Dragon Ball Z movie is rated R.
Not the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Oh, now you guys have me all confused. Trying to stay on topic.
You're welcome.
And you guys are nuts.
Oh, trust me, we're more than nuts.
So,
much more.
Dragon Ball Remedy. Deadpool, rated R. I'm gonna have to. That doesn't mean that Alex, you're 13 years old. It doesn't mean a definite no. It does mean that I definitely have to watch this one first to make a decision on what I think that you is appropriate for you at this stage of your life. It's what a parent does. However,
it's what you do.
It's just what you do. However, there is a petition going along. That is trying to get the movie company to make a PG or PG-13 version of this movie. Take out the scenes in the movie that merit an R rating, and at the same time they release an R version of the movie to also release a PG-13 version of the movie. And I ask you, Alex.
I like that idea because then I get to watch it, but then I kind of think it's stupid because all the R-rated parts are probably going to be the best and funny parts, and they're cutting out scenes, which makes this more stupid.
Just, like, make a whole novel Deadpool movie where, like, just make, like, a whole novel Deadpool movie. Like, I don't care if it takes you how many years. Make a whole novel Deadpool movie. But make sure it's rated R. Not rated R.
See, now this shows exactly what I think the problem with Deadpool is in general. And that is Deadpool
is too inappropriate.
Deadpool is a very, if we want to put it into such terms, he's a very R-rated character in the Marvel Universe.
I know.
But Marvel keeps marketing him towards people your age,
and that makes him
can't
worse.
See R-rated entertainment. So, what really needs to happen is that Marvel needs to stop marketing Deadpool towards kids.
Yes.
Because it sets up these situations where you really want to see a Deadpool movie. Because
a good
you,
Deadpool movie, and now it's childish and PG-13.
Well, yeah, you don't. Well, see, that's just it. Is there a good? Can there be a good PG-13 Deadpool movie?
No.
I'm going to say that there can't.
There can't.
The problem is that you want to see it so badly because of some of the age-appropriate... Well, okay, perhaps the...
Mild gore. Suggestive themes.
You're back there like an evil scientist. Gore! Mild suggestive themes! Here's the thing. You guys have been exposed to Deadpool in video games.
Comic
and,
books.
And some age-appropriate
well,
comic
Well, not really
books.
Video games, because...
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you played
what about that?
In the Marvel Universe game.
What about right? the, Alex, what about... I think it was like,
in the Marvel game.
You know, the time
the
and
one.
Space thing, you know, with the different superheroes. You know, there's like future.
Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, yeah.
And
but he didn't actually, like, have a good dialogue or anything.
No, he was pretty.
None of the characters did.
He had a couple of good lines.
He just had a couple of, like, phrases, and it was not, like.
Comparatively speaking, he was.
He wasn't even that good of a character.
Goodness. But you've been exposed to this character in so many different ways. And which shows you that Marvel has been marketing this character towards you. So then, but he's really not a character that they should be marketing to kids. This is a character that should be on a marketed at a different level. And don't think for a minute that they can't control the target of who they're approaching with some of these characters. They can. They've got entire teams of people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the real problem here is that Deadpool has been marketed to kids,
But it's really not a kid's character. And
to be honest, I'm not even sure if they should make a Deadpool movie. I mean, Marvel's been marketing a lot of the stuff they do, a lot of the cinematic stuff they do to kids.
Mm-hmm.
They've been starting to, like, turn down their comics to kind of address it to kids. And not, it's more like the kids taking the adults to watch it.
No, I disagree with you there. It's not that they shouldn't make a movie. They're absolutely should, and there's lots of great movies, there's lots of great entertainment that just isn't appropriate for you at your age. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that for you, it's not appropriate, but that doesn't mean that
I shouldn't enjoy it. And I'm not,
so
and
it's
I'm
not,
not
that
the
we
only
shouldn't
one.
Have a Deadpool movie. It's just that they should have a Deadpool movie that you really isn't on your radar because you don't even hardly know about it or care about it because it hasn't been marketed to you.
Yeah, but the thing that, like, annoys me most is, like, there are other people that really like Deadpool like me. I can, like, name a couple, probably.
Go ahead.
They're in, like, being a pretty, big Deadpool fan and not being able to watch the movie, I'm kind of bummed. I kind of hate the fact that it's, like, that it's stuff I've been reading, like, the mildly-ish, inappropriate, almost R-rated stuff is usually occasionally in the Deadpool comics anyway.
Right. So, but everything you're saying supports what I just got done saying.
Yeah.
We're not arguing. We're just saying
we're
the
debating.
Same thing from different points of view. And I will say this, as much as I say, yeah, Marvel shouldn't be marketing this to kids, blah, blah. Your dad also is culpable. There's a certain amount of this that's my fault because you are a more mature kid. There's some Deadpool comics that I said yes to that that would fall under a more mature rating, more of an R rating.
Some of them might, yeah, I mean.
But I looked at it and I looked through it and I said, nah, this is stuff that I think Alex, you know, has the maturity to, you know, to understand this for what it is. In that same regard, that doesn't mean that this R movie is a instant no for you. If I go and see it and I take a look at the scenes and I'm like, you know what? This all is stuff that is not going to confuse you. It's not going to weird you out. It's not going to make you uncomfortable. Then yeah, you and I'll go see it together. And then that's really what an R rating is all about. It says nobody under 17 allowed without a parent or a guardian. And what that is that what it really is meant to do is if there's something that goes on the screen that is either confusing or makes you uncomfortable or weirds you out or whatever, the younger than 17 person can turn to the parent and say, what's that all about? And the parent can, that's a good learning moment, and the parent can say, oh, well, listen, that's what, you know, and go through and explain it. This happens, that happens, all that.
Like, most of you who watch the podcast now know that me and Alex watch Futurama, and a lot of the times when there's a reference that my dad, like, cracks up, like a few days ago we were watching, I think the episode Brannigan Begin Again, and every time, like, the judge would keep saying, I'm going to allow this. and then dad explains, like, how, like, this always happens in stuff like Hollywood movies, but, like, it would never happen in real life.
Right. And like, they always have to have a scene where the judge says, I'm going to allow that, because the writers know that what they're doing is so far outside of the rules of what happens,
like,
in courtrooms.
The judicial system.
The jurisprudence. The actual word is jurisprudence, but I didn't know whether I wanted to try to pronounce that at 7:30 in the morning. And also, some parents are like, oh my God, you let the kids watch Futurama. And I'm like, yeah, number one, because it's really well written and really funny. And number two, a little inappropriate, but also a lot of the stuff that's inappropriate goes right over your heads. There's some stuff that they talk about
Or like a line that they'll use, or a thing that they'll say, and I'll watch you guys watching it. You have no idea what they're talking about. A lot of it goes right over your head.
Actually, after rewatching it, I kind of realized what some of them are talking about.
Okay.
Like it's now very clear.
Well, so. you're also older. Your world is opening up a little bit, so yeah, it's going to start to make a little bit of sense. But a lot of stuff that I kind of watch you guys watching TV, and I can see, you know, I can see what you're picking up and what's flinging right past you, and that's all exactly as it should be as far as I'm concerned.
Like, really? For me, it's kind of like looking for a Lego bin. Some stuff you just push it aside, like the other stuff you keep. You keep it stable. Well, like a dam, not the coast road, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a dam that holds water, trying to hold the water, while the other hand tries and gets it.
Wait, what?
The other hand tries to get what?
Like, say, like you stumble across a Lego piece that you really want a character.
Okay.
I'm still confused.
No, it's like this.
It has to do with dams and water and Lego sets.
Basically, it's like this. I'm looking for a Lego bin and I see a piece I want. But so the other Lego pieces don't just topple over. I have to use my hand to stop it from falling over, like I'm like a dam blocking water from coming into the city.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what it's like being a parent. There's a whole world out there, and you've got to decide what you've got to wall off for a later time, and what you need to come into the picture, and sometimes those decisions are really easy, and sometimes those decisions are a little bit more tricky.
Yeah.
So, Deadpool, we're in fate. Honestly, now having had that discussion, because it's not such an easy, would you say thumbs up or thumbs down to them cutting a PG-13 version of the movie? Thumbs up or thumbs down, Alex?
Like, cutting, like, not making it?
No. If they take the R-rated movie, cut out the scenes that made it an R movie, and re-released it as a PG-13 version, so there's two versions floating around, and you could easily see the PG-13 version.
Mm. Nah.
Max?
I kind of want to say thumb in the middle, because...
always want to say thumb in the middle.
Like, because...
You're a fence sitter. Make a decision.
Okay. As the thumbs up would kind of be like if I did... I don't mean to offend anybody who does care about this movie, but I don't really... care, like,
you don't, you're not a strong Deadpool fan.
No, I don't really care, so I'm just gonna say, thumbs down, not because we don't support it in any way, it's because I like the idea, and I think Alex does too, of making a PG-rated version of it. It's just that Alex thinks that they're probably gonna cut the good parts of it, and I just really don't care.
Okay, I agree. Thumbs down. I think it's okay that there's some things that's not okay for little kids to see. I don't think that automatically makes it a bad thing. I just think that makes it a thing that the kids are going to have to wait until they grow up to see it.
When I grow up.
Oh, man. We got a little bit of time before we have to bring her in. Did we talk about going to see Matilda on Broadway? Do you want to do a short review of that?
Well, that's more like a whole episode review.
Okay,
so.
Very good.
Well, I guess, like, coming on, like, we'll probably be recording this on, say, like, Monday or something, mm-hmm. but...
Well, we've got a big snowstorm from the sounds of it. Sounds like we've got all of our winter coming in one day at the end of this week, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it sounds like we're going to have a heck of a time getting shoveled out, so we might have a little time on our hands to do
podcast
in the house. What's that, Alex?
I will shuffle the whole freaking neighborhood out if you will let me watch that Deadpool movie.
I will let you watch that Deadpool movie if I see it and decide it's appropriate.
Dang it.
But honey...
Now I have to rely on blackmail or bribery.
Like, it's not going to work.
Yeah, well.
But
you're pretty mature. You've got good chances.
Mature?
You've got pretty... No, the word technically is mature. I say sabotage.
You say this, Viola.
I say Viola, too. You're a pretty mature kid. You've got a decent shot at watching this movie. I'm telling you. You just do. Just by being who you are. I know you understand certain things. I know you can assimilate certain type of topics. I'm not worried about you. But if it goes too far, then I'm not doing any favors by letting you watch it, because then either you're going to see something that's going to weird you out, or, you know. So if I see it and I see that there's stuff that might open up a good conversation between us, yeah, of course. But if it goes way too far and I know it's just going to make you uncomfortable, or a bunch of stuff that you don't have the life experience to really put in its proper context, then that's going to be a no.
Like, I know I have...
Simple as that.
I know I have no chance
at... And you are going to be shoveling snow one way or the other.
And really,
actually, I... Actually, I have no problem with that. I like
snow. Good. Well, that's a good way for you to make a little extra dough, too, is you're finally old enough, you can go around to the neighbors and shovel their walks, and then if they decide to throw you a couple bucks, so be it.
They
won't
throw me money.
Nah.
I know they won't.
I bet you that I know one neighbor who will.
I
know I have no chance at watching this movie.
You have zero chance of watching.
I don't really care. I'll just hear a review from you guys and pretty much get the main idea. Like, there's some movies that I would really want to see, but I can't, but I cannot see, because, I'm not saying that, like, it's not proper grammar to say can't, it's just really hard to, like, figure out if it's can or can't.
Right. All right, so we pretty much, drove this one into the ground. We will put a wait and see on this one. Stay tuned. To be continued. Will Alex get to see the Deadpool movie?
Or will he not?
It's just in a couple weeks. We're not that far away from our next big movie moment. I think Alex brought us in for a landing last time. So, Max, would you like to do the honors?
Okay. Speaking for myself, my dad, and the other guy, Alex, my brother. Goodbye, everybody. Also, wait before you leave, don't forget to check us out at iTunes, Stitches, and the Blueberry Network. Because there's blueberries, and it's a network.
Oh my. All right, let's get this show
off the road.